Prosecutors were ready to call their first witnesses again in a trial that's already had two other false starts. But with Charles Taylor not in the dock again, judges were left issuing orders about what Taylor's defense should look like. The former leader, who's accused of fomenting civil war in Sierra Leone in order to gain control of its diamond wealth, said earlier this month that he won't come to court to participate in a legal charade. He demanded top-quality lawyers and high-level investigators to match the resources he says prosecutors have. He fired his last lawyer, saying he wanted to represent himself. On Monday, the principal defender, a court official responsible for defense issues, said Charles Taylor was willing to cooperate if his demands were met. Presiding Judge Julia Sebutinde said Taylor was obliged to appear at his trial, but the visibly fed-up judge agreed that his defense has not been given the highest priority, and she blamed that on court officials. She said she's been warning them for months about a potential delay, and Monday, the trial chamber's worst fears have been realized.
And nothing practical seems to have been done to address the problems. The focus of the registry has not been to provide the accused with adequate representation as required by Article 17 of the statute. Rather, the registry's focus has been conserving funds and working within budgetary constraints. In the trial chamber's view, the whole issue has wrongly boiled down to availability of finances rather than fair trial issues being addressed.
Judge Sebutinde said if the trial is to be expeditious and fair, adequate money and resources must be provided for Taylor. She then ordered the registry to set up some kind of representation for him by next week. And by the end of the month, the judge said she wants to see a fully functioning defense team in place, including three lawyers and a senior investigator. The principal defender objected, saying there wasn't enough time. But the judge made it absolutely clear that in 1 week's time, the prosecution case will begin. Lauren Comito for VOA News, The Hague.